that whistling means it's time for another episode of Philosophy by Marcus Tenacious Noggin. I used to have a ferocious temper and argued day and night. That might be why my mama named me Marcus Tenacious Noggin. Empty Noggin, at your service. Just for your information, I'm that old guy driving the speed limit in the slow lane. Don't give me dirty looks when the people in the fast lane ain't going fast enough for you and you can't use the slow lane as the extra fast let's pass everybody else lane. Remember, this is happening in a place where most of the people has swore to obey the law of the land, and I think that includes speed limits. Except when they have an emergency and you and me are in the way. I just wanted to take this opportunity to say how much I have enjoyed having you speedsters on the road. You won't be around forever, and I wanted to say this now before you kill yourselves and several others in your rush to get wherever it is you're rushing off to. It's going to be tough not having you around to tailgate me in the slow lane when there are other lanes on the freeway. I suppose someone else will come along and take your place, but you can at least be glad I don't jam on my brakes anymore just to give you a thrill. It might be that cell phone you got glued to your jaw. When I see a vehicle going extra fast or extra slow, it's usually someone jawboning about something very, very important on their cell phone. So important, it can't wait till they get there and not important enough to pull off the road to talk about. They say talking on your cell phone reduces your driving proficiency down to about the level of a drunk. That's what you're driving like, a drunkard. You may not drink, but you're doing a pretty good imitation with your weaving all over the road and your slow and fast tailgating. It has been entertaining to watch some of your antics. Like the guy in the fast car I could see coming way too fast in my mirror. Since I was in the slow lane going the speed limit, he swerved around me like I was standing still, probably going about 30 or 40 over the limit. The bad news is the swerving didn't stop even when he was way down the road. He did a little fishtail and then wham, right into the Jersey barrier. I started to slow up since his car was now airborne and not too far in front of me. To my amazement, the car continued in a perfect arc, just like you see on the movies. And as it flipped 360 degrees around in a circle, it landed back, right side up, and even in the right lane. The guy who was driving next to him in the other lane must have been grateful for that precision movement. I'm glad I didn't have to see one car land on top of another. Well, I think one or two of the tires blew out from the impact of the landing. And as this modern McQueen had a few seconds to contemplate his amazing luck, he finally decided to pull off on the side of the road to check out what had happened. Don't try this at home. The luck of the stupid driving way too fast has probably been used up by this one maneuver for the next year or two. If you still have to drive stupid, we would all appreciate it if you could move away for a couple years. Just remember, you heard it here first from Marcus Tenacious Noggin. Just MT to you and my closest friends. Mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you?